Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Beis. We are holding at the beginning of the Masechta. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Vasimcha, La Shalom, as well as by Chani and Shmuel Bulka, in memory of Shimon Moshe Ben Dun Tzvi Aryeh, Nisham Shev and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So a little bit of an introduction to Masechta Avodah Zarah before we get to the introduction of our daf. Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Me'iri writes in his Psicha to the Masechta, has four different sections to it. The first section is the Isra of doing business together with Nachrim on any sort of Mecca Chumemkar type of situations. Some of these Isurim are limited to a particular time frame, like right around their holidays. Some types of business relationships are always going to be Asr, and some are Asr to do because of it's going to lead to some other Isurim, some other Chashash. Then we're going to discuss another topic that comes up in the Masechta, are things that relate to Nachrim, that relate to a Ben Noach, that are Asr for Yisrael, whether it's an Isr Hana'o or an Isr Achila, like Chalavakum, Bishalakum, Yayinakum, Yenam. All of those things that are going to be Asr, and some of the things that are going to be Asr, there's some sort of tikkun that we can do to make them mutter. The third topic is different slumim and tsuros and partsufim, what we normally associate with Avodah Zarah, whatever types of images and things like that that are Avodah Zarah that become Asr. And then there's a lot of discussion in the Masechta and a lot of space in Shulchan Aruch dedicated to Yayin Nesach. Stam Yenam is an offshoot of Yayin Nesach, but it's also an offshoot of Ma'achol Yakum. So that's a little bit different. But Yayin Nesach is Yayin that is Nisnasech, Avodah Zarah, that they pour as libations for Avodah Zarah. So the Me'iri writes, we have to stay away from all of these things for one of two reasons. Number one, he says, not to mix in with the Ovdei Kochavim and learn from their ways and start behaving like them. And second, he says, that we also care about humanity. And no human being is allowed to do Avodah Zarah, and we can't be enabling the Avodah Zarah. So number one, we shouldn't be learning from them. Number two, we shouldn't be enabling those who are doing Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is a tragic mistake for a person to make. So Masechta Avodah Zarah, the first Tosfos in the Masechta, discusses why it is that we have Masechta Avodah Zarah right here after Shavuos. Meaning it seems somewhat disjointed, both in terms of just how difficult the sugyas are. Masechta Shavuos, it's a very difficult Masechta. Avodah Zarah is, lighter, but it's not as challenging. There's a lot more agarita, things like that. But that's not really what Tosfos is bothered by. Tosfos is just bothered by, like, what's the connection, right? Where do we? Where's the bridge from one to the other? So the top Tosfos, he says, "Basar detani Sanhedrin da'iri ba'ovid kuchavim u'mazalos tananami lahamasechtas avodah zarah b'seder Yeshuos." That since in Masechta Sanhedrin we discuss ovid kuchavim and the mazalos, so we talk about. It leads naturally into avodah zarah. Problem is, what are you talking about? We didn't just learn Masechta Sanhedrin. We had Makos, we had Shavuos. It wasn't that long ago, but that we learned Sanhedrin. But there was a massive interruption. So me and Makos Shavuos to Shaychi b'Sanhedrin lachi tani lubas Sanhedrin v'acharikein chozel l'sidro v'shon Masechta v'zara v'harios. Yeah, einachinami. But Makos and Shavuos relate to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin are the ones. The Beis Din is the one that gives people Malkos, that imposes Shavuos on people. So we want to finish up things that relate to the Beis Din proper, and then we'll discuss other themes that are very prominent in Masechta Sanhedrin, and that's how we get back to Avodah Zarah. So it's a hemshech of Masechta Sanhedrin. The Rambam also understands in his Pirush HaMishnayos that it's a hemshech of Masechta Sanhedrin, but in a little bit of a different way. Not that thematically it's linked, but that in order for a Sanhedrin to function properly, since people do Avodah Zarah, they need to know, they need to be familiar with the topic, they need to be familiar with what is and isn't an Avodah Zarah. In order to judge people for these crimes, one needs to sort of be in that world a little bit to understand what the various Avodah Zarahs are. Now, in today's daf, we're going to have a lot of agarita in today's daf, but the Mishnah is going to talk about doing transactions, various types of transactions within range of the holidays of the Ovdei Kochavim and the prohibition to do so. The Gemara is going to have two opinions whether the festivals of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are called Eidehen with an Aleph or Eidehen with an Ayin, and we're going to explain what each one would be based on and why each one doesn't want to say like the other opinion. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how each nation is going to have is going to face din in the end of days as to why it is that they were never mekabel the Torah and all their crimes against Klal Yisrael throughout all the generations. The Gemara is going to discuss the din of the of Romi Uparas and why after they lost their din Torah, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why it is that other nations are even going to try to make an argument when they see that it's a failing argument. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the taina of that many of the goyim are going to have is that they had they never had a fair chance because they HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave them the Torah. And yes, it's true, he offered them the Torah, but he never forced them to accept. He was never kafale markigigis like he did to the Jewish people. So that's going to be at the end of Amud Beis. So let's begin. We are holding again in the Mishnah right at the beginning of the Masechta. Lefnei idein shalav v'chav shloshi yamim asu laseis laseis imahem. Within 3 days of the festivals of the Chavim, you're not allowed to do transactions with them. You're not allowed to do business with them. And that includes lash ilan v'lishol mehen, even to lend them objects and to borrow objects from them. Lahalvosem, to lend them money v'lilvos mehen, and to borrow money from them. And that includes even the poran, even to pay a chov that you owe them v'lifroa mehen, and to get paid back an old chov that they owe you. Because all of those things are things that the Ovid Chavim gets a certain amount of hana'a from, and therefore he's going to associate the goodness in his life with the Avodah Zarah that he worships as bringing about that goodness, and he's going to go on the day of his holiday, which is nearby, and be moda to the Avodah Zarah, express his gratitude to the Avodah Zarah, worship the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifra'in mehen. No, I agree with almost everything he said, says Rabbi Yehuda, but I don't agree that you cannot get paid from them. You can collect from them, because that doesn't cause them gratification, that doesn't cause them hana'a, that causes them tsar, that they were hoping they'd get away with borrowing money and never paying you back. They were now they had to pay you back, so they lost money on it. So that's a tsar for them to have to pay you back. They're not going to go be moded to the Avodah Zarah. So Amalah, the Chama said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Aval b'shemitzeru achshav, even though it stings a little when you have to write that check to pay back, sameach hula achar zman. It gives you a certain simcha la'achar zman. To know that you don't have chovos on your head is a very big deal. That even though it hurts to write the check, but to know that you don't owe anybody anything is something that gives a person a sense of gratification, a sense of satisfaction, and he's going to go and he's going to be moda to the Avodah Zarah for that. So that is the one iser that in our Mishnah, not to be engaged with Ovdei Kochavim within 3 days of their holidays. Tosos right away writes, Tosos Dibra Maskalas Vlaseis Imayim, he quotes Rashi, Mishum Da'azil Biomedo Modul Avodah Kochavim, so Mitoch Lashono Mashma, says Tosos from Rashi, it sounds like Shrotz Lomar Af Mekach Memkar, that any sort of business, it's not only lending money and lending and borrowing items and things like that, Vikasha, so says Tosos, if you're not allowed to do any sort of business, we have a real problem. Almas Som Cholam Laseis Laseis Biom Aira Avodah Kochavim Imayim Nihid Rovidei Minakadishamei Mikol Makom Mikol Shavua Yom Echad Yesh Lahem. He says, I don't understand. There's one day every single week that is a Yom Edom, that is a day that they celebrate. And if you're not allowed to do 3 days in advance and 3 days after and on the day of the holiday, that pretty much knocks out the whole week. So what are we somechan by engaging in any business? Meaning every business should just be a Heimish business that, whatever, sends food to summer camp or whatever. You know, you have to work within the community. You're not allowed to do anything that engages Ovdei Kochavim. Very hard to understand what people rely on. So the Tosos suggests, and a number of Rishonim suggest, that we're matir this so that there shouldn't be Eva bein Yisrael Lagoy, because throughout the year we're always nosim and if we're going to be Porish, be Yom Ayid, then it's going to lead to Eva. Eva. And they bring a raya from a Gemara that we're going to have later on, Davavim Beis. Tosos and the Ramban reject the raya that from that Gemara. Tosos also asks that on the reason that it's Mishum Eva, that according to that, it should only be mutter to be Mashil and Lahalvosam, or to pay them back when the guy asks for it, because then there's a clear Eva situation. But just to go out and engage in new business, that's not Eva, that's you running your business. So hard to imagine that's Eva. So therefore, Tosos says, maybe the reason we're Mekel is because we know that the non-Jews with whom we interact are not really Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to say that they say on Daf Samechei that they sent matanos to Goyim because they knew that they're not really Ovid Avodah Zarah. And that's what other Rishonim write as well, that even though there's a klal, that even if the time of the Gezerah is gone, the Gezerah is not batel, so Bismanenu, even if they're not real Ovid Avodah Zarah, the Gezerah should still be in its place, but it could be that this was built into the initial Gezerah, that this is only by genuine, sincere Ovdei Avodah Zarah that we have this issue with. The Ramban says it's just a Gezeirah Shein Rav HaTzibur Yichol Lamed Ba, that any Gezeirah Chazal is only going to be binding if it's possible. But it's just something that people cannot do, and therefore the Kash is better than the Teretz, but it just is, that that we engage in business. Tosfos writes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole Isser is only to sell to them something that they could use for Tikrovas Avodah Zarah. So we say that even if we do treat all the Goyim nowadays as of the Avodah Zarah be mutter, because they don't do any Tikrovas with most of the stuff that we sell them. So you have all sorts of suggestions that Rishonim give, but yeah, just to realize that question is out there and it's dealt with by Rishonim. It's a two-ton question. It's a major, major question that is difficult to answer. So anyway, Rav Shmuel Chatani Idein V'Chatani Edehen. There's Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether the word is with an Aleph or the word is with an Ayin. In the Maritz Chiyas, Masech HaSukkah, he brings a Raya from the fact that you have Machlokas Amorayim, whether it's with an Aleph or with an Ayin, that in the times of the Amorayim, the Mishnah was not yet written and it was only learned Bal Peh, that we often credit Rebbe with writing the Mishnayos. Not really, says Maritz Chiyas. He didn't write the Mishnayos, he arranged the Mishnayos, but it was still taught Bal Peh, but he arranged it into Shisha Siddarim, which is not an easy thing to do, to figure out what the different Siddarim are going to be, which Masechta is going to go where, and he put which teachings are in, which teachings are out, and are only going to be subject, left to Brises and Toseftas and whatever, right? So that's what Rebbe did, but it was all Bal Peh, and that's why they could have some confusion as to how it's spelled. If the two words sound the same, the two pronunciations sound the same, so to the ear it sounds the same, so they could have some confusion. That's what the Maritz Chayyeh says, and he says, after all, the Gemara asks a similar question, Kiddush and Daf Lamed, when the Gemara talks about how many osios there are in the Torah, the Gemara says, why don't you just go count them, and you'll see how many osios there are in the Torah. So how come the Gemara doesn't say over here, instead of going, this is based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, and that's based on that Pasuk, just say, go look in the Mishnah and you'll see whether it's a day with an ayin or a day with an aleph. Elamai, they didn't have a Mishnah to look at. It was all done bal peh. Some of the posts can even bring a raya from this, that maybe when it comes to a misspelling in a get, or a ksuba for that matter, but a get is much more consequential, when it comes to a misspelling in a get, if the misspelling is something that you would pronounce it the same way, even though it's wrong to spell it that way, like I think the poskim discussed the name Basya, so if you pronounce in Sfaradit, it's Batya, right? So if you would do it with a samach, that would be ridiculous, but if you pronounce it in Ashkenazis, it's Basya. So what if you write Basya with a, or Bisya, I guess, what if you write it with a samach? So it has the same exact pronunciation. So some of the poskim are mekil, that if it sounds exactly the same. I just recently, last Sunday, I spoke at a Sephardic shul in town. So I said, yeah, you have to forgive me. I'm going to speak when I say Hebrew words, it's going to be Ashkenazis. It's not going to be Sephardit, because if I try to speak in Sephardit, I'm going to sound like an idiot, or as we say, an idiot. So So it just it's not going to work. But if but that's how some of the poskim suggest. So anyway, Rav Shmuel, one of them says idei, and one of them says idei, and one with an aleph, one with an ayin. So mandatani idei lo mishtabish, umandatani idei lo mishtabish. Neither one is incorrect. Meaning, unlike most machlokas, where one opinion holds, the other one is just off. It's just incorrect. Neither one could be said to be mistaken. It's just a matter of what the preferred girsa is. Mandatani edayin lo mishtabish, the one that says edayin with an aleph, is not a mistaken girsa. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Chumash, ki karov yom edam, and it's talking about avodah zara. Umandatani edayin lo mishtabish, the one that says with an ayin, is not necessarily mistaken. Dichsiv, because it says yitnu edayim v'yitztaku, and the pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about avodah zara. So we see both ayin with an aleph and ayin with an ayin relates to avodah zara. Umandatani edayin, my time alo tani edayin, the one that has it with an aleph, why doesn't he have it with an ayin? So amalach tavra adif, he'll say, because it's better to say a lashon that relates to breaking, because so the lashon of ayin with an aleph implies a breakage of something. So therefore, we'd rather associate that with an avodah zara. Umandatani edayin with an ayin, my time alo tani edayin with an aleph. Why don't they have it with an aleph? Amalach, they'll say man kagarim luhu tavra. What causes that shever, that breakage, that onesh for ovde avodah zara, and what's going to lead them to suffer la asid lavo for this avera? Eidos sheidu be'atzman. It's the eidos that they testify in themselves on the Yom HaDin that they were over avodah zara in this world. Hilkach eidos hadifa. So we talk about what not the ultimate result of people who do avodah zara, what the ultimate punishment that they're going to face, but how they're going to get there. They're going to get there through eidos. So we'd rather use the lashon of aid. In a classic comment of Yosef Engel in Lekach Tov in Klal Yud Zayin, he says, well, wait a second, what are we arguing about over here? That ayid with an aleph and with an ayin both relate to what's going to be las and lava and the punishment that's going to befall those who are ovid avodah zarah. He says, no, everything is about a principle. Meaning there's no such thing, I don't know, but Rav Yosef Engel in general didn't see Shas as a million different little arguments. Everything is about a klal, and somehow you could fit dozens of arguments into the klal. So he says what they're arguing about over here is in principle, in the reality of the world. What is more chashuv, the sibas hadavar or the totsa'a? Do we look, are we more result oriented or are we more cause oriented in terms of how we value the different mitzvos and averos? Are we looking, and in general, when a person when a person approaches life, should we be more worried about process or more worried about result? Meaning, there's a debate even in terms of learning. Do you take all the shortcuts, read all the articles or whatever, do whatever you can, AI, and get to the bottom line? I got the result, or is it about the process? So this is a much broader machlokas to the aleph and the ayin. The Rav Yosef Engel sees in the aleph and the ayin in Yomi in Lefnei Yidei and Shalov Dichavim. Okay, so says Gemara, V'hai Yitnu Eidei and V'itztak above Dichavim Ksiv. Wait a second, the one that said that it's with an ayin quoted a pasuk in Yeshayahu, but and claims that that's about avodah zarah. But is that true? Habi Yisrael Ksiv. It's not even about the Avdei Chavim. It's about the Jewish people. Dam Reb Shimon Levi. Reb Shimon Levi says, Kol mitzvah sheyisrael losin b'olam hazeh, bosu midas lam l'olam haba. All mitzvos that Jewish people do in this world will come and be made on their behalf in Olam Haba. The Meiri points out that it doesn't say mitzvos, it says kol mitzvos. And this relates to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that a person should be zar b'mitzvah kala ki b'chamura, because every mitzvah is going to be an aid. Even the mitzvah kala is going to come and testify in our behalf, the Olam Haba. Shenemar yitnu edeim v'yitztaku, Elu Yisrael. That's a reference to the mitzvos that the Jewish people do, that they're going to be made on the tzidkus of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael. Yishmu v'yom rames, elu of the kuchavim. That's Revis of the kuchavim, that they're going to hear the edus, that the mitzvos are made on the Jewish people, and they're going to say, they're going to certify that that edus is correct, and that we are deserving of the tzidkas Hashem, that we are deserving of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bestow upon us. So it's about the Jewish people and the acknowledgement of the Ummas HaOlam that we deserve the rewards that we are going to get. In the Sefer Avodas Avodah, Rosh Shlomo Kluger, I think, is the author of the Sefer Avodas Avodah, he points out that this probably relates to the Gemara at the end of Masechah Sukkah. The Gemara says, a famous Gemara, that Lassalava HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Yetzer Hara, and the Tzadikim are going to look at it, and it's going to be a giant mountain, and the Rishayim are going to look at it, and it's going to look like a teeny tiny hair, and everyone's going to be crying. The Tzadikim are going to be crying, how could they have conquered such a great mountain? And the Rishayim are going to be crying, how could they not have conquered such a teeny tiny chut ha-sa'ara? Now, the reason the Tzadikim are crying, he says, even though they did it, they were kovish the Yetzer, is because they're going to understand right away, as soon as they take one look at that giant Yetzer Hara, that they couldn't have possibly been kovish that Yetzer on their own, that their whole lives they thought they were fighting the Melchemes HaYetzer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushing from behind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping them the whole time, there's no way they could have done it on their own, and therefore it's a little bit of Nama de Kisufa. They don't really deserve the schar. They don't really deserve the reward that they're getting. They're only getting it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them most of the way, and they were able to just get over the hump a little bit. But the Rishayim don't know that, because the Rishayim don't know with the experience of the Tzadikim. So the Rishayim are going to certify Yishmu V'yom Rames when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to reward the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim are a little hesitant about that reward. The Rishayim are going to say Ames, because they don't know that it was only with great Siyata D'Shemaya that the Tzadikim were always able to conquer such a massive mountain. So the Gemara's question over here is, how can we associate the pasuk in Yeshayahu with Ovdei Kochavim? It doesn't seem that that's at all what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about the Jewish people. El Amar Rav Huna B'Rei Yeshua Manda Amar Eidayan. The one that says Eidayan with an ayin, Mehacha. It's from a different pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yotzei Pesel Kulam Tohu V'Chamudeyim Bal Yo'ilu V'Eidayim Hema. That the people who create the Pesel, who create the Getchka, the Avodah Zar itself, are not considered Chashva people, because all their work was for nothing, and the psalim that they desired don't help them at all, and those psalim are going to be made on them lasadavo, to be mechayiv them for for worshipping them. So from that pasuk we see that avodah zarah is called edus because it's made on those who are ovid it lasadavo, that the avodah zarah itself will be made against those who worship the avodah zarah. So once we mention the pasuk of yitnu edehem v'yitztaku, which was the wrong pasuk as it turns out, the next daf and a half is going to be on that pasuk. It's just going to be one long drasha on that pasuk with a bunch of tangents along the way. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Gimel, pasuk Tes, the pasuk is, Kol ha-goyim nikpetu yachtav, all the goyim are going to gather together, v'yasu le'umim, all the nations are going to gather, mivem yagid zos, who's going to tell this, v'rishonos yashmiyunu, and earlier things are going to be heard, yitnu edeyim v'yitztaku, they'll give their testimony, and they'll be matztik themselves, V'yishmu v'yomru emes, and then they'll listen and they'll say emes. So what's that pasuk about? So that's what we're going to darshan for the next daf and a half. Darsh Rabbi Chanin Bar Papa V'yitayim Rabbi Simlai La'asalava Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah U'manicha B'cheiko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asalava is going to bring a Sefer Torah and put it in his lap, meaning like one would hold a child. That's something that you love and that is very precious to you. So that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold the Sefer Torah. Va'omer, he's going to say L'misha asak ba Yavo v'yitol scharo. Anyone who is osek in this should come now and receive his reward for having done so. Miyad miskaptzenu ba'in ovdei kochavim. So all the ovdei kochavim are going to come bi'ir buvya, in a great state of confusion. They're all going to be a mess of people that are going to come to stake their claim to that schar for being osek b'torah. The Marsha in Chiddush HaGadol points out that every nation thinks that their religion is correct, and they're not going to see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding. So they're going to see God is holding the book, and everyone's going to come and say, oh, I was Osek in the book, and then they're going to see that that it's Vizos HaTar Shasem Moshe L'fnei B'nei Yisrael, that it's not the right book. So Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kol HaGoyim Nikbetzu Yachtav, Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Tikansu L'fnei B'Rebuvya. He says, I don't want a mess of people all at the same time. El Tikanes, let's organize this. Tikanes Kol Uma V'Uma V'Sofreha. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is organized. Everything has to fit into categories. Every nation and their Sofrim. What's Sofreha? Says Rashi, Chachameha. They're Chachamim. In the part of Yosef, in the back of the Gemara, he says, but in the end of Masech HaSotah, Daf Mem Tes, it says, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamim were downgraded from their previous Madrega, and they are now just Sofrim, not Chachamim. So it sounds like of those two terms, Chachamim is actually a greater complement than Sofrim. So it says, all the Umos Visofreha, and Rashi says, Chachameha? No, Sofreha. It said Sofreha. Chachameha would be a higher Madrega than Sofreha. That's the part of Yosef's Kasha. L'chori, you could say it's not such a Kasha. I mean, this is talking about the Umos HaOlam. So it's just saying, they're scholars, whatever they are. None of them are on as high a level as the Chacham or the Sofrim of Klal Yisrael. But the part of Yosef says, but it just doesn't, that he's bothered, that Sofreha is really a lesser level than Chachameha. So he says, no, what Rashi's trying to be Mechadish over here, or some of the Acharnim suggest, Rashi's trying to be Mechadish over here, is that the word Sofer can mean a number of things. It could also mean a scribe, right? It doesn't always mean an intellectual person, a person of, a theologian. It could just mean someone who writes. So Rashi's telling you, Sofreha, in this context, means a scribe. I remember I was once, when I was in Israel, when I was in Yeshiva, I was at my aunt and uncle for a Shabbos, and one of my little cousins said, was talking about going to the barber that day. And he said, so my uncle said, what did he do? And the kid was talking Hebrew, so he said, "Who siper li?" So my uncle said, "Eze sipur who siper lecha?" What story did he tell you? He said, "Lo, who siper li?" Right, meaning the word in Hebrew, the words can mean different things. So the sofer can mean a scribe, it can mean a theologian. So over here, sofer means a chacham. That's all Rashi's trying to tell you. Okay, Shnemar v'yasvulum in vein lom el malchus. Shnemar lom el lom yamatz. Umiikar. So it means that one malchus is going to be stronger than the next one. Umiikar buvya kamei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What does it even mean that initially there was this buvya, that there was this confusion? Is that even possible in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? El kiech dol la'arbevu inu badei adadi. Tishmu ma'ida amar lehu. No, the point is not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to get confused. Baruch Hu can look at the whole complicated world and everything fits in its place and he sees everything exactly as it ought to be. But the people themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to hear the tainas of the others. So if it's all just a mess of noise that you're here in a crowded room, then you're not going to be able to hear what's going on. You're not going to be able to hear the Dine Torah that the others are facing. So the Dine Torah begin. Miyad nichnas alafan of Malchus Romi tchila. Malchus Romi comes first. My time. Why is it that Malchus Romi is the first one to be judged? Mishum de chashiva, because they are the most chashiv of all the umos. So minalan de chashiva, who made them the most chashiv? What makes them the most chashiv? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Daniel, when he's interpreting the dream of the four chayos that are meramis to the four malchios that are ultimately going to rule over the world, it says v'seichul kol ara v'tidushine v'tadkine, that the fourth chaya is a remes to the fourth malchus, which is going to rule over the world, which is going to be different than all the other malchios, and it's going to destroy the entire world. It's going to grind up and lay the world to ruins. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Romi Chayaves. That's the evil Roman Empire. Shetiva Yotza B'chala Olam. That its reputation went throughout the entire world. Minala and demand the Chashav Ail Bereisha. Okay, so good. You told me that the Romans are the most Chashav because they caused the most damage. They were the most evil. But who says that the most Chashav one goes first? So says Mar Kedrav Chista. That it's a general rule that whenever you have dinim that are lined up and you have the melech and the tzibur, you got to bringing the melech first. Shenemar, because the pasuk says that Shlomo Melech, when he davened at the Chanukah space Amigdash, he says lasos mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo Yisrael. So the mishpat of avdo, of the melech, comes first. Shlomo Melech mentions his own mishpat before mishpat amo Yisrael. V'taymamai, why is it that the melech goes first before the nation? So you say malav aruchar lemes of Malcolm Avray, either because it's not derech eretz to have a king in the waiting room. You don't have a king in the waiting room. You rush him right in. Or others say that another possibility is that the king deserves to be judged before the dayanim grow impatient. That generally speaking, I think there are studies about this, that judges that have to judge one case after the other, and the last case before lunchtime, there's a much higher conviction rate or whatever. They're much tougher on than the first case after breakfast. When by the time the day wears on and they're getting hangry, so obviously it's not shaykh say that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's teaching us the Derech Eretz. Everything we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only for us to model after, and it's not really about HaKadosh Baruch Hu batzmuso. So Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maya saktim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Romans, what did you keep yourself busy with that you think you're deserving of reward? What have you done throughout all the generations? They say Ribbono Shlom, harbe shvakim takninu. We made a lot of markets. We built a lot of marketplaces. Harbe merchatzos asinu. We built a lot of bathhouses. Harbe kesef zarev rabinu. We brought a lot of commerce, a lot of gold and silver into the world. V'kulam lo asinu el b'shvil Yisrael. And all of that was for the Jewish people, k'tei she'yisasku b'Torah, so that they could be osek in Torah. They're going to have all these marketplaces, so that they can make some money, so that they can support themselves in learning Torah. And they could enjoy the bathhouses, so they could be clean, and that they could have a clear mind to be Osek in Torah. All of it was to be Osek in Torah. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shotem Shabiyolim, he says, you absolute fools, Kol Ma She'asisim L'Tzorech Atzmechan Asisim, everything that you did, you did for yourselves. You know why? Tikantem Shvakim, it's Lo Shevem Zonos. You made these marketplaces so you can find a zona to be within the marketplaces, not so that the Jewish people can engage in commerce. The merchatzos wasn't for the Jewish people, that was for your own pleasure, for your own benefit. And the most foolish of all the things you said was that you brought kesef zav. Kesef zav shaliyu. You have nothing to do with the kesef and zav. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar liyah kesef v'liyah zav nu'um Hashem tzavakos. Klum yesh b'chem magid zos. Do you have anyone who's magid zos? Because the pasuk says, mi v'chem yagid zos. So ve'ein zos el Torah. Zos is reference to Torah. It's a striking Gemara, meaning not only in the, just it's interesting, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, with all of the tainas about how I helped and I tried and I supported and I whatever, at the end of the day, the only guaranteed claim of connection to Torah is actually learning Torah. Meaning, it could be that many people who do support Torah and enable Torah, whatever, are not like the Romans, that they really are l'shem shemayim, and they're going to get great schar for that. But the only guarantee that you know for sure that there's not going to be any question on it, that come on, what was the kavanah really about, is if you're actually Osek in Torah. If you're actually Osek in Torah, then it's not for the Zonos and it's not for anything else, not La'adin Bahem, it's not anything else. The Achronim are all bothered. What they were thinking, they're talking to the Bochin Klayos Velev, right? You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to claim that I was doing this Bishvil Esek HaTorah. There's never a have a meaning they're doing it for Esek HaTorah. How could they be Meshaker HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that they only did it Bishvil Yisrael? So the Ben Yoyada suggests, no, they knew that they did it for their own sake, but their Kavanah was also that the Jewish people would see their Hatzlacha and would say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such great things to Ovri Ritzono, then Kal V'chomer he'll do so for Oske Ritzono, and that should lead them to greater Esek HaTorah that they wanted, meaning we flaunted our success and we wanted the Jewish people to see our success. Where they would take that was up to them, but that could have led them to Esek HaTorah had they made the proper Kal V'chomer. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but your real Kavanah was only for your own selves. Yotze Malchus Romi V'nichse Malchus Paras Achareha. So the Romans left and the Malchus Paras came. My time, why Paras after Romi? To Chashiv Basra, it's the next most chashuv. chashuv uminalan. How do I know the paros is such a chashuv malchus? So says Mar Dichsiv, because the pasuk in Daniel again, by the dream that Daniel saw about the malchios, it says va'aru cheva achre tinyana damiel ledov, that the second one is like a bear. V'tani Rav Yosef elu parsiim. The parsiim are like bears. Sholchem v'sholsem kadov. They eat and drink like a bear. Musubal and basar kadov, and they're fat like a bear. Umagad and ser kadov, and they're hairy like bears. They have menucha kadov, and they have no rest like a bear. Amalem kadosh baruch hu b'maya saktem. What was your Maisim Tovim that you were busy with? Someone in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbe Gesharim Gesharim, we built bridges, Harbe Krachim Kavashnu, we conquered cities, Harbe Melchamel Sassinu, we waged wars, V'kulam Lo Sinu El B'Shul Yisrael K'dei She'Yisasku B'Torah. And all of it was only done for the Jewish people, that they should be Osek in Torah. Meaning transportation, you know, important Gesharim are, so that people could go from one place to the other, to be able to learn Torah. How many young people go to Eretz Yisrael to be able to learn Torah, only because we see now, only because there are planes that go back and forth, and how crippling it is to Talmud Torah when you don't have that. All of this stuff we did so that they could be Osek in Torah. You did this for yourself. You made a bridge so you could charge a toll when people go over the bridge. You conquered cities so that you can have more people working for you in the Malchus. And as far as wars, you're just totally off base. Ani Asisi, the people don't make wars. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that Shenemar Hashem Ish Milchama. Hashem is the Ish Milchama. It's always important to remember that victory in war, only any success in war, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klum Yesh Bechem, everything only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the most direct fashion, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's considered to be a more direct Hashkacha than everything else that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem is there anyone among you who is Magid Zos? Shnemer mi v'chem Yagid Zos, vein Zos el Torah. And Zos is a reference to Torah. Shnemer v'zos haTorah asher son Moshe. Miyad yatsu pachi nefesh. So they too walked out dejected, just like the Romans prior to them. V'chem yachad chazes malchus paras malchus romi delo ma'ani v'lo midi. Once the malchus paras saw what happened to malchus romi and how all of their tainas of all the good things that they did were flatly rejected because it wasn't l'shem shemayim. My time aila, why did they even go into the Din Torah? Why, when they were asked to speak up, why didn't they say, you know, we don't have any better titles than the previous guy, so better not to engage in this conversation. Better not go through the humiliation. So because they said, inu sasu beis hamikdash v'anan beninan. They figured that they have one, magic bullet in their, one thing to pull out of their back pocket is that the Romans destroyed the beis hamikdash. The Paras built the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore they could always have that taina that what do you mean we didn't do L'tovas Yisrael? We built the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein l'kol uma v'uma. And every other nation also comes in Kadosh Baruch Hu, has a similar conversation with him, and he rejects their tainos in a similar way to the way he rejected the tainos of Romi and Paras. V'chum yachud chazal kamei d'lo mahani v'lo midi my time ha'ayli. Why did every other nation go in after they saw that it didn't work out for Romi and Paras? Savri hanach ishtabadu b'bi Yisrael v'anal Shibadim Yisrael, because Romi and Paras were Meshabed Klal Yisrael, so they don't deserve any reward. But every other nation is going to say, we didn't do anything, we weren't Meshabed Klal Yisrael, so we do deserve reward. The Achronim are bothered by, what do you mean? The Rishonim already asked, what do you mean we weren't Meshabed Klal Yisrael? Absolutely, there were many, many, many other nations, maybe not all of them, but many, many other nations were Meshabed Klal Yisrael, so they work on that. Maishna Hani de Chashivi, Maishna Hani de Lo Chashivi Lehu. Why is it that we only mention Romi Uparas? What about the other nations? What about Bavel and Yavan, which are also in Daniel's vision of the four? So how come that doesn't get mentioned? Mishum Dahanach Mashkim Malchaseu Adasi Mashiach, because the Chashivus of Romi and Paras is going to extend until the Yemos HaMashiach, whereas Yavan and Bavel, the Chashivus is going to be long gone before Yemos HaMashiach. So I'm in fun of the Umos Olam say, Ribono Shalom, Klum Nasatalan V'lo Kiblanuha. You know, in all fairness, did you ever give us the Torah and we not accept it? So me matzil memarachi. What kind of time is that? Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say when a Kodesh Baruch Hu when Moshe Rabbeinu blesses Klal Yisrael before he dies, Vayomer Hashem Misinai Bav Zarech Miseir Lamo. So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to Kabbalah Satorah from Seir, that's where his previous stop was. Uksiv Elukam Miteiman Yavo, and the Pasuk says Elukam Miteiman Yavo V'Kadosh Me'ar Paran. So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu got to Kabbalah Satorah from Paran, that was his previous stop. My boy be Seir, my boy be Paran. What was he doing in those places? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrive to Kabbalah Satorah from Seir and Paran? So because he went to all the nations and offered them the Torah and they didn't accept it. And only Klal Yisrael is Mekabel. So how could the Yumos Holim say, well, Hashem, you never offered it to us? No, that's not their taina. Elahachi army. Their taina was Klum Kibal Nua Veloki Amnua. Were we ever Mekabel it and didn't do it? Meaning the Jewish people bit off more than they can chew. You know, that's why they have so many failed. We never accepted it. We didn't accept it because we knew we couldn't do it. Valda Tevartun. And that taina is going to be their undoing. Why didn't you accept it? They're going to ask, you forced Klal Yisrael to accept it. Had you forced us, we would have accepted it as well. It says that they stood under the mountain. That Hashem held the mountain like a gigas over the nations, over the nation of Klal Yisrael. And he said, that here's your chance. You could be mekabel the Torah. Otherwise, shamtei kvuraschem. The Tosfos Masech Shabbos famously asks why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to be kofar kigigas if they said nasa v'nishma, and because they might have been choser from the original nasa v'nishma. But that's ultimately the taina that the Yumos Holam have to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Had you forced us, we would have accepted it. And who knows? Maybe if we would have accepted it, we would have fulfilled the Torah. So how come you never forced us? So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Umos HaOlam. Have a good day and a great Shabbos, everyone.